Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Ryan Porth taking you through this Wednesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and catch up with our good friend Hal Gill, Predators radio analyst. Skillsy, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just navigating the world and trying to do the best I can on this great Veterans Day.
Absolutely. That's all we can ask for from you, Hal. So I want to start with, as you know, especially in this city and our surrounding area right now with the explosion of hockey and youth hockey in particular, you can never have enough ice. So that's why it's cool to see the Preds committing to operate two community ice rinks in the multipurpose event centers being built in Clarksville, scheduled to open in the fall of 2022. Always great to have more ice sheets around this surrounding area, right, Skillsy?
This is huge. This is awesome for youth hockey and for a community. I grew up in a hockey community, and most of my life was in and around rinks and being part of it. So I know how important that was to me, and it's nice to see that the Preds are doing everything they can to get more rinks, and I think they're going to really enjoy it. Now you look at it, and you have four ice centers that are in Antioch and in Bellevue, and then we can throw another one out in Clarksville. It's kind of, you kind of have a triangle of hockey development that can go out in the ice and beat each other up. It's going to be fun. I think it's a huge step, and I'm pretty excited about it.
And very needed, right? I know some hockey parents, Hal, and obviously, I think it's really the sport around here. I've been so impressed with seeing how many kids are into it. Certainly talk about, hey, I mean, it's tough. You get more sheets of ice, the more the better to get, better ice time, things like that. I mean, how much do you think this will matter to parents around here to have another option?
Well, I know I have on my son's junior Preds 9-year-old team, there's people that are driving an hour and a half to get to practice, and that can chew up a lot of your day. So if you have a rink that's a lot closer and you can join a team out there, it just makes it that much easier as a parent. I know these parents go through a lot. It makes it easier on them. And it also makes, if you build a rink, players are going to come. And so you're going to have a deeper system and more players, which means more games that are going to be local. There's a lot of travel and a lot of getting out of the city to go to Atlanta or to St. Louis or Huntsville. You kind of go all over the place to find games and to play, and that just makes it easier for everyone involved to have another rink that can bring in new teams and new blood. And the more hockey, the better. For anyone that's playing hockey, they know all about it.
And how it's really interesting because it's so easy now to lose track of time, and given how out of whack the sports calendar is right now, normally we'd be underway in the hockey season and Hockey Fights Cancer would be front and center at the games and we'd all be, obviously very aware of it, but obviously no games going on right now in the NHL. But that doesn't mean that Hockey Fights Cancer isn't happening. So whether it's the Smashville Donates campaign or the silent auction the Preds are put together, I even saw where there's an opportunity maybe to win a Zoom call with you and Pete Weber, which could be incredibly entertaining, I know.
Yeah, absolutely. I was saying on that item, you know, Pete, I could just wind him up and just let him go. He could tell stories all day and have you laughing your butt off. I think that's something that would be great. But, yeah, there's a lot going on. You know what the shame of it is? I always have November to grow my mustache for Movember.
Yes.
And try to raise awareness that way. And I'm wearing this mask, and no one can see my beautiful mustache. So, yeah, whatever you can do. The Preds have so many things going on. It's near and dear to their hearts, so that we want to get it out there and raise money any way we can. I feel like every day cancer affects form, and the Ford Ice Centers has the bell. You ring the bell if you fought cancer, if you beat it, or if you're fighting it. And I love hearing that bell at Ford Ice Centers. And there's a million ways you can help out. So whatever you can do, please look on the Preds website. It's right front and center. They're leading the charge, and whatever you can do to help, please do it.
So you're saying that on this Zoom call, this mustache will be, I mean, it'll be in all its glory, in full bloom here.
It's glorious. And you know what the thing is sometimes you try to take a mustache and make it what you want, and then there's other times that it just kind of finds a life of its own. Maybe it grows a little bit longer on the left side or the right side. It's a little uneven. I have one of those coming in right now, and I'm not sure. It's kind of it's under the mask for the most part, so it just kind of fights its way out. And I'm really looking forward to later in the month when it's in all of its glory, and it can really and send out a vibe, because it says a lot about a person what kind of mustache you have. So I'd love to see, you know, I'm at Skillsy75 on Twitter, Skillsy75 on Instagram. Please, if you're out there listening, show me your mustache. I want to see it.
Any Raleigh Fingers type stuff ever?
Hey, it's just a month. Give me some time. We'll have Cancer Awareness Year, and then I'll grow it all the way out. But I'm not sure how much my family would appreciate that.
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Hal, obviously a very eventful offseason for the Predators so far. Some trades, a lot of free agent signings, the draft as well already taking place. What do you made of the offseason that the Preds and David Poile have had so far?
Been interesting, huh? I really thought, the Preds were going to go out and try to boost up that second line, and then all of a sudden a bunch of second-line guys leave, and Craig Smith, Gronlund, Turris, Bonino, you lose all these guys, and we're going to miss those guys, but we got some other guys that are coming in that are chippy and gritty. Luke Cunningham is a young kid that I think he can fight for that second line spot to play with Duchesne. It'll be interesting. Richardson brings some grit. I just think it's, you look at Borowiecki and Benning on the back end, that really rounds out the D. And there's still a ton of cap space for the Preds to make a move and find the right guy that they need to put it all together. It's kind of been weird because Poile, I feel like he was going after it, and he kind of hit the brakes. I forgot Nick Cousins. Cousins comes in, and he's supposed to be one of the best chirpers in the league, so I'm excited to see how that affects the team. But, Poile has some room. He can make some moves down the line whenever the season does start. Hopefully in January 1st we get going in whatever shape or form it is. And he's got some time to say, all right, we need this, and he can go out and get it, and he can be creative with a trade. I think he's also got some room to sign guys or to let guys go, depending on how Seattle comes into the mix. We're going to lose a good player. It's just the way the system is set up. So, he can maneuver and try not to lose that good player. So a lot of things going on, but pretty exciting. I think the Preds have a gritty team that's going to come out, and more of that Predator way, that feisty. I remember coming in to Bridgestone or Gaylord or whatever it was called back in the day when I was playing, and coming in and saying, this is a tough team to play against. Every night you played the Preds, you were in one. And I'm looking forward to seeing that team come back where it's a gritty game.
Yeah, on the third defense pairing, Hal, how important is it to shore that up?
Well, it's funny. You say, all right, we have the best defenseman in the game. Josi, Ellis, Ekholm, Fabro is coming in. And I thought Tenorti played well. Yannick Weber played well, filled in and got those spots. But I think with Benning and Borowiecki, you add an edge to the back end. And these guys have been around and played some years, know how to play the game, know how to play a physical game. So I think it's important. It's hard. You can't just have a top four defense and expect to pull off wins, especially in the playoffs. You're going to need that five and six guy and even that seventh guy to step in and push around some players, play a physical, hard-nosed game. And it used to be like, all right, let's go out and eat up 7 to 10 minutes. And now you really have to be a good player for 10 to 12 minutes and go out there and, you know, you have your top four, but you have your five and six coming in swinging. And I think they're going to be impactful right away. I think you'll see that in the first few games. You're going to see these guys impose their will on the other wingers trying to crash the net. And that's really what it's all about. I think for the Preds, it's about protecting the front of the net, their net, and going at the offensive net.
Preds
Radio and being more of a bully.
Preds Radio analyst Hal Gill has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Skillsy, appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, my friend, and hope to see you very, very soon.
You got it. Thanks for having me, guys. Cheers.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll react to what the potential schedule for the NHL could look like to begin the 2021 season. Some news coming down on that front. That coming up next. But first, week 10 of your favorite game, Silly Underdog Picks, will start tomorrow. Make your picks of the three college or pro football underdogs that you think will win, starting every Thursday and before the college football games begin on Saturday. This week, the weekly winner will receive a Burger Republic gift card. Just hit up thegamenashville.com or the ESPN The Game Nashville mobile app and sign up to make your picks today. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.